Simpson College has been home to some of the most prolific wide receivers in American Rivers Conference, formerly the Iowa Conference, history, and the last 5 years have been no exception. Krieger rolls out to his left, looks across the middle, throws it into the end zone.
Got it.
It is caught. Reedworth, touchdown. Simpson College takes their first lead since the second quarter. It's 15-14.
Special teams, and now on offense, he makes the score that puts the Storm ahead. Good job there, and that's rolling out. Krieger rolling out, throwing on the run. That thing was right on the money. Good job, and Reedworth making the catch.
Keep
6 points.
Keep that football, young man.
Wow.
That was touchdown number one for Simpson College wide receiver Reedworth, who after his final season this past fall is the all-time leader in both touchdown receptions and receiving yards in Storm program history.
Howard in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, drops back to pass, has a pocket, throws across the middle, and it's caught at the 5 and into the end zone. And Reedworth with the 26-yard strike puts the Storm on the board for the first time.
Going back to high school at Prairie City Monroe, Worth was a 2-year starter at quarterback, earning All-State honors, winning a state title as a senior, throwing for over 2,400 yards, 30 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions. With the Mustangs blowing out every opponent they faced that season, with the closest game being a 29-6 victory. And it was no surprise to PCM head coach Greg Bonnet that Worth would have success at the next level.
The thing about Reed that sticks out so much to me is I always thought he was a winner. I always thought he was a kid that was going to find a way to win with a team. For us, he could distribute the ball so well. So I'm not surprised by any sort of success that he's had.
Reedworth, double move, looking to go deep. Single coverage deep down the field.
There's a nice
and
pass.
And it's caught at the 25-yard line, deep down the field by Brayton Van Dyke, all the way down to the 23. And Reedworth hit him on the numbers. He had to go down to get it, but a double move and Brayton Van Dyke with the big gain.
One thing about Reed is he does love the weight room. He loves to train. He loves, all different components of becoming an athlete. And, he earned that success. He's not what I'd call the most, naturally gifted guy. He's certainly not under-gifted, but he's definitely not the most. But he's willing to work, and he has a great focus and determination about him that leads to his success.
Up to the 35, to the 30, cuts back, all the way back the field, and he's gone. 25, 20, 10, 5, Reedworth, touchdown. It goes 42 yards, and the Mustangs lead it 33-0. What a job by Reedworth and the vision up the field to get that one going.
After joining a long list of Mustang athletes going to Simpson College, Worth was looked at as the potential quarterback of the future, says then offensive coordinator James Hoffman.
Well, Reed was one of the best players in Iowa coming out of PCM High School, quarterback, state champion. I believe he was the class player of the year. And when I was recruiting him and watched him play basketball games, I knew we were getting a heck of an athlete. And we knew that we had to get him on the field his freshman year. And unfortunately for him, we had a senior quarterback. And so that's when we made the transition to wide receiver. And he did the best that he could at the time with it and continued to get better. And here he is 5 years later, now the best in Simpson history.
Injuries in 2019 forced the Storm coaching staff to find a way to put the athletic freshman on the field, with the thinking of having a full offseason to transition back under center. But then, as we all know, 2020 did not go to plan for anyone.
The freshman year, we just had some injuries. We wanted to get him on the field. The plan was to get him back to quarterback going into spring ball that year. And unfortunately for him, COVID had happened. We shut down school, but didn't have spring practice. We really modified how that sophomore year for him was from a practice standpoint for us not competing again until the spring of, 21. So he really lost out on the opportunity to develop as a quarterback. And at that point, we had another kid or a couple of kids that we felt like could be just as serviceable. So we felt like keeping him at the wide receiver position was probably for everybody's best interest. But I'm no doubt that if he had time to develop at it, that he could have been a really good quarterback here too.
Kind of tossing the fire a little bit, as you just say. As a freshman, a lot of injuries happen. I was given an opportunity to kind of step in with Coach Hoff, and he offered me the ability to do it. So when I was kind of tossing the fire, I was trying to learn and play at a rapid rate, which the Division III level is still a faster, higher-paced game than the high school game ever was. But throughout my time here, I was able to grow as a receiver, just like learning the game a little more.
So the plan came about to keep Worth at wide receiver for the future. but a depleted Storm roster with barely any fifth-year seniors and two large classes of freshmen and sophomores with no practice time led to two straight years of struggles for the Storm. A lone bright spot, however, was Worth establishing himself as one of the top receivers in the conference.
Handoff, Alexander, left side, no, it's going to be a keeper by Jensen, one-on-one down the field, wide open, it's caught at the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, Reed Worth, a huge touchdown, and the Storm tie the score at 13. Reed Worth, do it all, young man, and Jay Jensen delivers a strike. Throws across the middle, and it's caught at the 20-yard line, and up for a first down, and Reed Worth juggles it and snags it out of the hands of the defender, and the Storm converts. Third down and four. Jensen, double wide receivers left again. Fakes the handoff. Looks left side towards the corner of the end zone. Reed Worth caught in the end zone. Touchdown.
Simpson had back-to-back 1-9 seasons. However, Worth ended up with 510 yards and six touchdowns in 2021, but it was 2022 where he really broke out. Over 1,100 yards and 13 touchdowns put him within striking distance of some all-time marks.
Double wide receivers right, one to the left. Jensen drops back to pass, takes a shot down the field. He's got a receiver caught. Reed Worth into the end zone. Touchdown! It goes 38 yards, and the Storm strike back.
Needing just over 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns to break the all-time marks previously held by Dusty Kane and Taylor Rogers, respectively, Worth broke the touchdown mark at home against Dubuque in Week 8, then finally broke through in the fourth quarter of his final college football game against Central.
Jensen in the shotgun, Worth alone to the right. Jensen throws towards Worth. It's going to be caught across the 40. He's got enough, and he does it! Reed Worth up to the 48-yard line, and that should be more than enough for the all-time mark. Reed Worth is the all-time receiver in Simpson College history.
It didn't really hit until after the drive it happened on, because we were marching on the field when it was announced over the intercom, and Edwards giving me pats in the back and saying congratulations in the middle of the huddle. I was like, guys, let's go score. Let's finish the drive. So we were able to finish the drive with a touchdown. Luckily, I was able to get in the end zone myself, so I ended my career on a touchdown and also getting the career yards receiving. So it was a cool moment to be a part of. There's a lot of love around the team and a lot of love through the coaching staff and fans and everybody around that made it a lot more special to do it at home as well.
But the record breaking was still all about the team.
And after the game, I saw it as soon as I was like, hey, Reed, like, you did it. And then he corrected me. He said, we did it. So that's what I like about Reed.
Of course, a wide receiver is a position that is most dependent on the quarterback to deliver the ball and make plays for them. Over the last 2 years, quarterback Jay Jensen III has connected with Worth for 30 of his 35 career scores.
As Jensen drops back to pass, takes a shot deep down the field. He's got Worth open, caught, 30-yard line, nothing but green in front, one-on-one to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Jensen to Reed Worth. It goes for 65 yards from the 35. And Simpson strikes on the second play of the game, just 54 seconds in. Quarterback Jay Jensen III, 3rd and 7, drops back to pass, takes another shot deep, has another receiver deep, it's going to be caught, Reed Worth, to the 50, to the 40, two touchdowns, Reed Worth goes 90 yards for a score, and the Storm lead 13-0.
Jensen said the connection was there for the two, and this past year, it grew as they became roommates.
He's just open. He sees zones and stuff that sometimes I don't see, and just a guy that I know where he's going to be, and he makes it all like happen. So I just got to get him the ball.
Me and Jay actually are apartment mates now, so we live in the same apartment. Got a lot closer to him over this offseason and throughout the year. Jay is a great young quarterback. He's grown a lot throughout the years here, and I'm excited to see what he does his last year here.
This year he was my roommate, and so we'd head out to practice and stuff, and then we'd eat, and then we'd watch whoever that like we have on Saturday. So like just sitting with him, we talk to like almost all of like the Reeds and stuff like that. So I mean, it's awesome.
Coming into the season, the future of Storm football was very much in doubt. After the 2 1-win seasons and a new head coach, and with the option of a fifth year of eligibility from the 2020 COVID year, new head coach Reed Hoskins was glad to see one of the team leaders return to help build the program back up.
After meeting with Reed for the first time, almost a year ago. You could really see how much he cares about this game and, you know, learn more about how much he cares about this program just with his commitment through the off season and, you know, sticking around through the coaching transition and everything that way. And, you know, the guy just really loves to compete and, you know, really loves the game of football and is always constantly working at his craft. So there's no surprise that, you know, he's where he is on the record board and, you know, really happy for his success. There's a lot of blind faith that went into, you know, just their belief and, you know, the message and the vision for the future and, you know, knowing that, you know, they weren't necessarily going to be a part of the end result of, you know, hoisting up a conference championship trophy. The likelihood of that happening and in year one was really low, and you know they still wanted to build towards it, and says a ton about Reed, and you know, like I said, just you know, how much pride he has and you know his career here and certainly his teammates that came before him and ultimately the guys that are going to come after him as well.
Took a lot of bits and pieces from everybody I've been around, which is learning position and learning how to lead from that position, not being a quarterback in a leadership position necessarily, taking little bits and pieces of the guys that have done it and been there before. Definitely helped me become a better leader for everybody in the program. And then, like you said, flipping around and leading by example and showing younger guys how to do it correctly has always been a big thing for me of taking control of that and really trying to put my best foot forward and showing those guys how to do it the right way.
I just remember all of the off-season stuff. It was 6 a.m. outside, cold as hell. And he's just the one that we could all hear. He's like, hey, guys, like, we got to get on it. And, yeah, he's been a leader since I was a freshman here.
An interesting connection to look back on. The previous record was held by PCM Mustang standout Dusty Kane. He said if anyone had to break the record, at least it came from another Mustang.
I think it's pretty cool, to be honest. I actually sent Reed a message probably before the game was even over and just told him congrats. And to be honest, like, no one truly wants to see a record get broken. You'd like to think that that'll go on forever, but to see it broken by a kid from my home school, a kid that's done as well as Reed has done, and it was bittersweet, but at the same time, like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. He already sent me kind of a message congratulating me, so it meant a lot for that to happen. And I don't think you see it a lot, of seeing two guys from the same school atop of a historical college program. It's something that I don't think happens very often. It's a cool thing to be a part of. I know a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into everything we did for this program, and I think having us both at the top really says a lot about the kind of character that comes out of PCM and the school that this creates.
Worth and Kane are just two of a long tradition of PCM receivers heading to Simpson. Not only did Dusty Kane have an amazing Storm career, Dusty's brother and cousin Trent Kane and Ethan Kane both attended the school, along with Ricky Reeve and Tyler Dredge in the late 2010s, and many more, all from PCM.
A long pipeline, you just say, from that school to here. Like you said, he had a brother and a cousin, and you had, I think it was Trent Kane, Ethan Kane, you had Dusty Kane, then you had Ricky Reeve, you had Tyler Dredge as well, then me. So there's been a long, long journey from PCM to here, and it says a lot about the program that PCM has, and forever be grateful to be a part of that high school and that school district, and it made me who I am today, coming here and giving me the opportunity to play football in a game I love.
He's number one now, I'm number two, but like if you go down the list or whatever, but like my brother Trent had a heck of a career. My cousin Ethan played there for a couple years, and Ricky Reeve was a solid receiver, had a great career at PCM. Just outside of receivers, you go back to like James Nolan, Caleb Sellers is probably the reason I went to Simpson, Logan Van Veen, the Gilsons. There's a strong PCM connection to Simpson, and so to see it kind of continue, it's pretty cool, and I think it speaks a lot to the PCM community.
Well, I think that really says a lot about you know, some of our community's work ethic overall. You know, when you play for a school and you stick it out, you know, that's not easy. Not a lot of people even stick out for 4 or 5 years of a college sport, but much less to go out there and set records at an institution that's been around, and a football program that's been around like Simpson. You know, I don't know what that says, but I think it's a pretty neat thing. And I know that it's something that people around here are definitely aware of, too.
I mean, if you just look at the recent success that Coach Bonnet has had, you know, guys going to the college level consistently, and more times than not, they've come here to Simpson, which speaks to, I think the connection that that school has with Simpson, they do come to our team camp every summer. And the guys just keep like it's a revolving door of coming down here. And that's even been back when I was playing. We had guys before Dusty that were from PCM that came and played here. And I just, when you have a pipeline like that with a high school that is successful, that just is awesome for your programs.
The records are meant to be broken. I mean, heck, I had it for 17, 18 years. And him, me, my brother, Ethan, Ricky Reeve, that part of it is pretty darn cool, I think.
After a much improved season under Coach Hoskins, he says using Reed as an example of sticking it out through adversity and having the success that he did will be a big point of emphasis on getting athletes for recruiting to attend Simpson in the future, making his mark even longer lasting than a name in the record book. And who knows what the future looks like from here.
It's definitely a great person and a great touch point to really, you know, look at as far as this is what, you know, you can be capable of here. This is how our offense works. And this is kind of the void that we're looking to fill, you know. So, no, I think it's exciting to be able to have that example to, you know, to really point to and, you know, for people to acknowledge that you can have that level of success at Simpson.
So while the football career is over, a lasting legacy has been left at Simpson College. But it won't be the numbers or scores that is remembered most.
I think the thing I'll miss most is being around the guys, definitely coming in the offices and just hanging out and forever having a brotherhood around you. But even though I'm not playing anymore, I know those guys, they still love and appreciate me for who I am. And I'll be back in here to watch them for sure, take over the arc here soon.
Reed's been running a football camp here for the last couple of years, the Reedworth football camp. A lot of our youth athletes and even high school players have attended that, and a lot of times he brings back guys that either have played with him at Simpson or other places that he knows, or guys who are maybe on a 2018 championship team. It's just been a really good deal. So I help him coordinate that. He's a guy that he comes back and when he gets an opportunity to lift and stuff like that, you'll always see him hanging around our weight room. But more than anything, and I think that Reed knows this, is I always told him, you know, when you're ready to coach, you know, I don't know what your chosen profession is going to be, but when you're ready to coach, like, I mean, I got a job for you, bud.
From a personal standpoint, I've been covering Reed since he was a backup to PCM quarterback Sheldon Spears and a sharpshooting basketball player in his sophomore season in 2016 and every year since. And it has been a privilege to watch his career blossom. For KNIA, KRLS Sports, and the record-breaking career of Reed Worth, I'm Andrew Swadner.